Chapter 37, Promises to the Youth. God pities and loves the youth, and he wants them to find happiness in him. He died to redeem them. He will bless them if they come to him in meekness and sincerity. God's invitation comes to each youth. My son, give me thine heart. I will keep it pure. I will satisfy its longings with true happiness. God loves to make the youth happy, and that is why he would have them give their hearts into his keeping, that all the God-given faculties of the being may be kept in a vigorous, healthful condition. They are holding God's gift to life. He makes the heart beat. He gives strength to every faculty. Amid the perils of these last days, the only safety of the youth lies in ever-increasing watchfulness and prayer. The youth who finds his joy in reading the Word of God and in the hour of prayer will be constantly refreshed by draughts from the fountain of life. He will attain a height of moral excellence and a breadth of thought of which others cannot conceive. Jesus loves the youth. He died to save them. Oh, if they could only know how God loves them. He wants to make them good and pure, noble and kind and courteous, that they may ever live with the pure, holy angels throughout eternity. What possibilities are opened up to the youth who lay hold of the divine assurances of God's Word? Scarcely can the human mind comprehend what is the breadth and depth and height of the spiritual attainments that can be reached by becoming partakers of the divine nature. The youth in our day may be workers with Christ if they will, and in working their faith will strengthen and their knowledge of the divine will increase. Every true purpose and every act of right doing will be recorded in the book of life. If the counsels of the Word of God are faithfully followed, the saving grace of Christ will be brought to our youth. For the children who are trained to love and obey God, and who yield themselves to the molding power of His Word, are the objects of God's special care and blessing. I would that all the young could understand how precious is the offering of a youthful heart to God, how lovingly the angels guard the steps of God-fearing, God-loving youth. Jesus knows them by name, and their example is helping other youth to do right. The youth who has hidden within the heart and mind a store of God's words of caution and encouragement, of His precious pearls of promise, from which he can draw at any time, will be a living channel of light. He has a connection with the source of all light. The children and youth, with their fresh talent, energy, and courage, their quick susceptibilities, are loved of God, and he desires to bring them into harmony with divine agencies. They belong to Christ. They are the purchase of his blood, the claim of his love. They live because he keeps them by his power. In trial, let the youth spread out the word of God before them, and with humble hearts and in faith, seek the Lord for wisdom to find out his way and for strength to walk in it. Keep your wants, your joys, your sorrows, your cares, and your fears before God. You cannot burden Him. You cannot weary Him. He who numbers the hairs of your head is not indifferent to the wants of His children. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. His heart of love is touched by our sorrows and even by our utterances of them. Take to Him everything that perplexes the mind. Nothing is too great for Him to bear. For he holds up worlds. He rules over all the affairs of the universe. Nothing that in any way concerns our peace is too small for him to notice. There is no chapter in our experience too dark for him to read. There is no perplexity too difficult for him to unravel. No calamity can befall the least of his children. No anxiety harass the soul. No joy cheer. No sincere prayer escape the lips, of which our Heavenly Father is unobservant, or in which he takes no immediate interest. God makes no requirement without making provision for its fulfillment. Through the grace of Christ, we may accomplish everything that God requires